This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Take a deep breath.
We get started with our DJV program this hour. D for Doug, Doug Steffen, that's me, Jennifer and Jay, Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, the Jays, Victoria Keelan is here. So I want to get to this age tech thing that I am a part of. I perhaps should be the poster child for age tech, don't you think, Victoria? Maybe I could do a TikTok video.
Yes. I don't know.
The answer is yes.
And Jay, that is all you, my friend. Mm-hmm.
What would I do if I did a TikTok video? What would be some of the farming?
Well, you like to dance, right? You could do
like to dance.
A dance video.
Maybe that dancing I did with the farmers last week. How about that? That'd be a good TikTok video.
That was a good one. Celebration of getting your hay stacked.
Yeah.
I got my hay stacked. What does that mean?
I knew that was coming. All right, I have done an extensive study at Victoria's prompting with this focus on age tech companies and how they are accommodating people my age. So, ladies, hear it and weep. This study that was done, actually what I did was reference a study this week in the New England Journal of Medicine, which surveyed 70,000 people, finding that the most productive age in human life is between the ages of 60 and 70. The study in the New England Journal also found the second most productive stage of the human being is from 70 to 80 years of age. The third most productive stage is from 50 to 60. The average age of a Nobel Prize winner is 62. The average age of presidents of prominent companies, 63. Average age of pastors of the 100 largest churches in the country is 71. Joel Osteen doesn't make it in there. The average age of the Pope, 76 years. So what does this tell us? Best years of your life are between 60 and 80. So check this out. By the way, this study also found that at age 60, you reach the top of your potential, and this continues into your 80s. Therefore, those of you who are listening, if you're between the ages of 60 to 70 or 70 to 80, you are the best and second in that order. This is life and how we think about it. For those of you who are younger and want to discount age, it's called ageism. We have sexism. We have racism. We also have ageism. And I think it's just as much of a problem as age, as sexism and racism. In my experience, my opinion.
If not more so, to be honest.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, everybody feels that from certain perspectives that theirs is always going to be worse. But if you look at, like, the media trends right now, it is much more acceptable to be a person of color or a female than it is to be an old person.
Yep.
Unless you're an old woman, and then that tops everything.
Well, that all starts with media, right?
Yeah, sure it does. It does. You're right.
Yeah,
that's
we've been
right.
Seeing discrimination against women, just in movies in Hollywood, right? That's kind of where, and just TV in general. So women, age out, and it's even when you're watching the local news, the women get younger, and the
especially
old guy sitting there
the local
stay,
news. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And the old guy just keeps getting older. So,
well, that was Roger Ailes. That was his whole thing. About what he put on Fox.
Because that's like his own twisted fantasy. I think he just set everything up to look the way he wanted it to look.
I mean, I agree with you on the cable news front. There is always a look, right? And Fox always had a look for a long time, for sure. But I think the local news there's such an example of it, where you've got the anchor who's like 95, like on oxygen. And then you have like the chick that turns 40, and they're like, so we're going to go
and
to the direction.
And the local anchors don't know anything anymore about anything. They bring in these kids. I can see it in Boston, and all four of the news channels, they all have, there's no senior the people that we used to recognize and see and trust and all, they fired them all because they made too much money. So now they bring these kids in, pay them 100 grand a year. They all think they're big stars, and they mean nothing.
You do
they
have some
nothing.
Legacy people, though. I think I live in Los Angeles, and L.A.'s actually a pretty, surprisingly,
the independent
a pretty good market.
Stations have, yeah. The independent stations have, which station is,
Channel
what's
5
the
is KTLA, and that's a... It's a big one. Channel 11 used to do some great
11.
Stuff, too. With,
well, who's
yeah,
the entertainment reporter that I never remember?
Sam Rubin is on
Rubin.
Channel 5. Yeah, and he's been there forever. Mark Kriske's the weather guy. Chris Schauble, who is the guy who is at NBC, is one of the anchors for the morning cast. I mean, they definitely, I think there is, I don't know, in certain markets, I think you're right. Starting out markets, it's like, if you're in a smaller area, I'm sorry for
when
your
I was in,
cast. Because it does suffer based on your
to Des Moines a couple of weeks ago. I was watching local news in Indiana, some market, little Indiana market. The kids were barely able to dress themselves. You know, looking at the screen, you know, they were, it was Sunday morning on one of those stations. They were college kids doing, I think it was Unga Bunga. Speaking of Roger Ailes, the book on Sarah Palin, it's out called Insurgency. Have you heard about this? The story about Roger Ailes trying to hire the governor, the ex-governor. And Sarah Palin said to her admin as she was leaving, she said, I felt dirty. I'm never going to meet with him alone again. So that must have been, she must have played ba-da-ba-da-ba-ba-ba with Roger, which was pretty much his standard operating procedure.
Or maybe
procedure.
He played ba-da-ba-da-ba-ba with her. I mean, I don't know.
That's
don't
what I mean.
Think?
Yeah, no, no, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, yeah. He didn't try it with me when I met with him. I can't understand why. Yeah, right. Okay, so here's another warning.
Really missed out, by the way.
Yes, I did. Danger, danger, Will Robinson. Here's a surprise for all of you. Victoria's going to update you on Hytera, which is basically Motorola, is it not?
No. This is a this is a Chinese-based company that it has been indicted now by our Department of Justice for conspiring to steal trade secrets from Motorola.
Ah.
So what they did was
I
this company
they made
went,
Motorola.
No, they
in
make.
China.
Well, I don't know. Everything's made everywhere. So at this point, the parts of everything are made or were scattered around the world. But the bottom line, though, is that what this company did, they produce radio transceivers and radio systems, and they hired former employees from Motorola and had the employees steal information from Motorola, bring it over to Hytera. And so they recruited these employees. They stole proprietary and trade secret information. And then now the DOJ has gone after them. Motorola, look, we talked about this yesterday in the tech report as well. When you're buying, you know, the Verizon deal, if you buy a new phone, you have to either pay it off completely or you have 3 years of installment payments and you can't shorten that amount of time.
Right.
If you buy a Motorola phone, you may not even make it the 3 years. They don't support their phones. They really, it's just, I always discourage anybody from buying a Motorola. I know they've got, you know, the cool Razr phone again and, you know, the bendable screen and all that stuff, but more stuff can go wrong and you're not going to be supported. So, but Motorola, obviously, no company deserves to have their trade secrets stolen, and that's what this Hytera company does.
All right. I just thinking about when Uri Geller was asked by whoever made the bendable phone if he could bend it, using, you know, he's the spoon bender, and so they asked him if he would bend the phone for them as a promotional thing.
Have and you, like, stood in front of him when he bent a spoon in front of you?
Yes. I've watched him bend the key as well. Yeah, watched all of that.
Rich McFadden has always said that he did it in front of him, and he handed it to him, and the spoon was hot.
Yeah, right. Just like you, Jennifer.
I know. That's okay.
As long as we're doing international stuff, Joe Biden is meeting with Olaf.
Not from Frozen.
Darn it. The new chancellor.
Good reference for you, though. I'm surprised you pulled
We told him
Olaf
yesterday
reference.
What Olaf was. Because he goes, oh, because he said yesterday, he said something about Olaf. And then, what was your reference, Doug? And you asked us if we knew.
Well,
there was some reference that you had to Olaf, and then Jay and I said, oh, well, we know Olaf from Frozen.
Yeah. So this is, Jennifer, another attempt of them to discredit me in your eyes. Because they didn't have to tell you that I went down that road yesterday. They just felt compelled.
She just gave you credit for knowing a joke that we said yesterday.
Well, so why do you have to take credit? Why don't you just leave me on my own?
Sure. But what was your reference, though? What was the Olaf that you came in with?
Olaf, I was talking about Schultz, Sergeant Schultz, from Hogan's Heroes. That's what I was talking about.
Yeah. What's great is that because of that Olaf reference, all I could see is that guy ice skating into the White House saying, do you want to build a snowman? Forget Russia and Ukraine.
Right.
Do you want to build a snowman? It didn't happen that way, but that's sort of how it happened in my mind.
So what did happen? So they were doing the If Russia Invades routine. Tanks, troops.
That's
all
a
that
fun routine,
stuff.
Isn't it? If Russia Invades. Biden said and this is good. This is here's my problem. This is what should have happened 4 months ago or 5 months ago before the pipeline was ever turned over. Now Biden's saying, well, if they do invade Ukraine, then we are going to take away access to the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, which should have been done 5 months ago, but he's doing it now.
See, the problem, though, is the pipeline was already completed, and Germany begged us to get 60% or 50% of, I understand that, but still they're our ally, and that was the whole point of Olaf visiting, is to reinforce the fact that they're the ones who are really going to get hit the hardest. If Russia invades Ukraine, then Germany has to come up with the other 50% of where their fuel comes from.
It's
pipeline.
The climate, I'm not saying we shouldn't do our part. We should. But the people who subscribe to climate change, like a religion, it's kind of the reason that we're in this problem to begin, or in this situation to begin with, because Biden wanted to come into office and shut down all of our pipelines. Before he did that, we were able to ship gasoline and oil to other places. We were doing that. We were energy independent here, and we were shipping out our energy so that the people in France and Germany wouldn't have to rely on Russia. But then we wanted to shut down pipelines, and so that became the problem, is that now Germany and France are all reliant on Russia, and so he knows he's got it made.
Speaking of energy, we have to put our energy on hold now because it's 18 after the hour on the DJV program.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements, and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to ExtendoVite's faithful customers, we have a sale.
If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Emma Lindberg is here, Senior Director of Education and Programming at the National Farmers Union.
We see a lot of folks who are new to farming, who are just starting out in their operation, still looking for those resources to help them get up and running. They just love the opportunity to network with other farmers and even learn what farmers are doing. Maybe it's something that they could apply to their own farm.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, I think we'll move on from that off-the-air conversation to an on-the-air conversation at 23 past the hour. Time for us here on the DJV program to delve into the secrets of social media, Jay. This is your big jam. How do you like that for lingo, huh?
Those guys are
using big time jingle. Where did you win? Do you remember? You use that term a lot. Do you remember the first time you used the term jam? I'm jamming. Or you probably say jam.
No, that's my jam. I say that all the time.
You do too?
I don't know. I don't think I've heard Jay say that, but yeah. That's,
oh, yeah.
I think Jen says it too, right?
I do, yeah. Too.
Yeah, Jen.
I say that's the jam. That's my jam.
That's the jam. All right, well, my jam is blueberry. I don't know about yours.
I knew it was going to go to like some weird produce.
Weird? Yes. What's weird about blueberry jelly?
Blueberry.
Jam.
Strawberry.
Hmm?
No, he only just says blueberry.
Blueberry.
Yeah.
Are you having fun? Can we go on now? Okay.
Yeah.
Seems Steve Irwin's son got himself into a jam.
These Irwin kids. These Irwins. Forget the kids.
My God, this guy. He's getting, what is it, a 12-foot? Was it an alligator or a crocodile, Jay? Who's chasing him around? What's chasing him around?
It was a crocodile. Leucistic crocodile, saltwater crocodile named Casper that his dad had actually rescued like years and years ago back in the early aughts and has been living at the Australia Zoo, and they were putting him in their crocoseum and they wanted to run a test and make sure that he was happy with his new surroundings. And when Robert, the 18-year-old son of the late Steve Irwin, went to go feed him, the crocodile Casper, he jumped out of the water for the food, which kind of like, you know, showed that he was very happy in his enclosure area. But he bypassed the food and started chasing after Robert. And so then Robert was yelling bail to the rest of the team that was filming, because this was for the show that actually aired over the weekend. Yeah, and he was, and the cool thing was Robert was even giving props to his dad, Steve, that his dad knew every move that Casper was always going to make, and Casper can kind of be pretty chaotic. And Robert was saying, he's like,
it's a crocodile. Of course he's chaotic. It's a crocodile.
But this is like a saltwater.
These are saltwater crocodiles. These things swim in the ocean. Like, they get into fights with sharks. This is no joke. Like, these things freak me out. The whole idea. I live at the beach, and it freaks me out. Sharks I'm okay with, but a saltwater crocodile, hard pass.
Well, and that's what he was saying. He's like, my dad knew every move that he was always about to make. He was always a step ahead of him. He's like, I don't have that instinct. I don't have that skill. So I'm terrified. He even acknowledged how scary it can be getting into these enclosures with these reptiles.
Time for a new pair of shoes and a new pocketbook, it seems. 772 pounds, 12 feet long. What do you think is going to happen?
That's a couple Birkins, right?
See, this is what bothers me. It's just, like, people think, even people who think they can anticipate the next move, it's a wild animal. Yeah. Wild on, with, like, keyword.
So I'm going to give you a correlation. On the farm, the exact same warning goes to those who would get into a pen with any bull that's over 18 months old. You never turn your back.
Yeah.
You never go into. I don't have bulls on the farm for mainly the same reason, because I have people touring the farm, going out with the cows and that sort of thing. And you don't have a bull around. Some of the younger ones are okay if they're 12, 13, 14 months old. They can do their thing and they're still okay, but they get very protective when they're 18 to 20 months old and older. That's why most bulls don't live to be more than 24 months old, because they get really nasty.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com. No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Democrat governors of Connecticut, New Jersey, Delaware, and Oregon's health department have set timelines to end their state school mask mandates for kids. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy.
Because of the dramatic decline in our COVID numbers effective Monday, March 7th, the statewide school mask mandate will be lifted. This is a huge step back to normalcy.
Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont.
My recommendation is that we end the statewide mask mandate. I think this is something we've earned, Connecticut. We've earned it.
Not so fast, says the White House.
Our advice to every school district is to abide by public health guidelines. It continues to be at this point that the CDC is advising that masks can delay, reduce transmission.
President Biden said the Russia-built Nord Stream 2 natural gas pipeline to Germany would be suspended if Russia invades Ukraine. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz offered support. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
President Biden holds a joint press conference on Russia-Ukraine tensions with German Chancellor Scholz on Monday.
To deterring Russia's threats against Ukraine and the long-standing principles of rule-based international order. And we have made it very clear we're ready to continue talks in good faith with Russia. But if Russia makes a choice to further invade Ukraine, we are jointly ready and all of NATO is ready. Today, the Chancellor and I discussed our close cooperation and developed a strong package of sanctions that are going to clearly demonstrate international resolve and impose swift and severe consequences if Russia violates Ukraine's sovereignty and its territorial integrity. We are in agreement that it cannot be business as usual if Russia further invades. We also reaffirmed our commitment to completing the work of integrating the Western Balkans into the European institutions and to finally realize a Europe that is whole, free, and at peace. So the bottom line is this. Whether as allies in NATO, partners through the European Union, as leaders of the G7, the G20, or through our strong bilateral relationship. Germany and the United States are close friends and reliable partners, and we can count on one another.
Thanks for listening. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
The great pandemic of 1918, the Spanish flu. There were no vaccines then, but there was eventually a mutant that originated, and this was very contagious, but not very dangerous. The Spanish flu, the H1N1 influenza, vanished. And I'm hoping that Omicron is this mutant that will finally get rid of all this COVID-19.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com. or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeepers Creepers. 34. Thank you, Jennifer. Time's up for technical advice. Ringing. Time to get back to whatever is going on here. Yes, the bell is ringing for me and my staff. All right. Very successful people have the same amount of time as everybody else. Think about Jennifer and what she does with her time, and think about I do what I do, and Victoria and Jay. It's very, and you probably as well. We're all very busy these days. So hopefully you have structured your life now that we're kind of out of COVID. Do we go back to something that's similar to what we had before? If you've been busy under COVID, how does that change? Does it get better or does it get worse in terms of what you're required to do with your time? I thought that was interesting. I was looking at an overview. You know, one of the things about doing this sort of thing for a living, if you're a very curious sort, and I've always been very curious, it's kind of good to be able to look around and see all of these things that people are thinking. What are you doing? What are you doing with your time? I guess is the question. How are you valuing time? Is it more valuable now than it was before? Is it about as valuable as it was? Maybe it's not as valuable. I would think with most people, though, wouldn't you think, ladies, Victoria, Jennifer, Jay, that time is more valuable now than it was? For some reason or another, we value it more now than we
did.
I
think people do value time more now. Yeah. Because
too.
when your sort of ability to live your normal life gets taken away, then, you know, I feel like during the pandemic and during lockdown, a lot of our friends felt the same way. We connected more with people than, you know, than we would
you
have.
You didn't talk to them on the phone, but you did a lot
of texting. Were FaceTiming. No, we were doing FaceTiming, and we did a lot of Zoom, you know, happy hours and stuff like that. So we just felt, like, more connected. But one of the things that people are talking about now is a lot of people started group text messages, like group threads throughout the pandemic, and now they're kind of like falling apart because people are going back to real life.
Back to reality, or their old reality. Speaking of reality, Super Bowl ad, $6.7 million for a 30-second spot. But they'll give you a discount. Well, they've already sold them all out. They'll give you a discount of $400,000 if you buy more than one.
Does anybody think it's weird that we've already seen all the ads already? They're already running constantly. There's Scarlett Johansson and Colin Jost one, the Jennifer Coolidge one. There's one with your girl Hannah Waddingham, who you know, the lady you like from Ted Lasso. She's on a Rakuten ad. All the ads are already out. I feel like they used to debut during the Super Bowl. Like, what's the point?
That was a big draw.
I
didn't care about the game or the halftime show. It was the commercials.
Right. Okay, so I want you to know, if you were to spend that much money on this radio program, here, listen up, advertisers. If you were to spend that kind of money, I'd even give you a better discount. I'd cut it down to $6 million instead of 6.1, knocking off. Instead of wasting your advertising on the Super Bowl, you can advertise here and hit millions of listeners over the course of a week, a month, a year. And I'll do it
for half the price. Is this
right? Exactly. You got a deal here. Have we got a deal for you? All right. Some other business news. The United States and Japan have reached an agreement that will end steel tariffs imposed by Mr. Trump, removing the 25% tariff for a limited amount of steel products. So Trump's idea was good. Let's get steel manufacturing back in America. But apparently we haven't been able to do that for whatever. I think a lot of steel is made in China, and elsewhere. A lot of it comes from Turkey. Some of the crude steel is basically our old stuff that we send to Turkey. Like all of the steel, when I have about once every month or two, I have a load of steel and metal that goes to the scrapyard from things that we've cut up and used, you know, and thrown away on the farm. So I bring a truckload down. It's usually 4 or 5 tons, and that goes on a ship. And goes
what
to Turkey. What do I get for a ton?
Do they pay you? A couple of tons. I was just thinking 15.
About 180. It's a ton now. I think it's about 180 bucks a ton now.
Well, the answer
was another day older and deeper in debt.
A ton is $180?
Yeah. That's
it? That's
all. Yeah, for scrap. Yep.
That's not even worth taking a ton of anything.
If that was me, I'd be leaving scrap metal on the corner. Like, I would go out with my garbage, with the pizza box. Like, there's no way I would even bother gathering a ton. How many pounds is in a ton?
2,000.
So you're taking, like, 6,000 pounds of scrap metal. 8,000 pounds of scrap metal, and you get 180 bucks
$180 a ton.
Yeah, but that's still
up and down. It's down to a buck and a quarter.
That's 2,000 pounds of anything for 180.
Yeah, that's insane.
You're getting
ripped off. Scrap metal. Listen to this. I'm going to give you David Applebaum's number. He runs the Framingham Salvage Yard. You can call him and tell him he's ripping me off.
Yeah, he's not paying you enough.
Not paying me enough.
You're doing all the hard work.
He actually listens to the program. David, you're listening to these ladies?
David, 2,000 pounds is not like something you can carry down the street. This is a lot.
Right.
How much of the gas alone are you spending just to get 2,000 tons there, and you're getting 100?
There you go. There you go. Are you even? Yeah, that's totally. How far do you have to drive this
just
shipment?
Across town. It's 4 or 5 miles across town.
How many trips does it take?
Well, I take one, you know, at a time. So I fill up the truck, I bring it over and dump it, and then we come back and There's scrap all over the place. We're always keeping the yard clean. Things that break, we have to cut them up and throw them in the
trash. All over the place.
It's scrap. Right. It's scrap. Hello. It's
I mean,
scrap.
I know how much scrap metal talk thrills Jen.
Yeah,
so
like dirt talk.
I just think you're getting ripped off. That's all. Okay. I mean, 2000. Uh-huh. It just seems like if I had to put that much metal into a truck and someone handed me $100, I'd be like.
I've literally seen homeless people in New York City gathering cans, walking into a grocery store
and
walking out
with those.
And they're walking out with more than $180. Maybe. So, and that's just a bag of cans. So maybe you need a new.
I would just start walking the streets looking for pennies and just go to the Coinstar machine. Cause that's what
Meanwhile, back at the steel deal with the Japanese, that's where we started with all of this 5 minutes ago, the deal does not cover aluminum, however, which still has a 10% tariff. So what's the problem? We must not be able to make aluminum here.
We can't. Remember all the aluminum can shortages and stuff?
Oh,
That came
That's
up.
Right. What's going on now? Yeah,
they
exactly.
couldn't put, they so yeah, beer companies couldn't, they didn't
the
have enough aluminum
cans. The cans coming from China, too? Where are the
cans
coming? I bet they come from China as well.
Well, yeah. I think Japan makes a lot of the aluminum, so I'm not sure why that was not, but the Japanese officials chose not to include that in the agreement, so I'm not really sure why. Maybe they're making more money from
So
aluminum.
The announcement that came from the feds says we're working to fight against China's unfair trade practices, and create a more competitive global economy for America's businesses. Okay, the Japanese bought into that. Japanese should buy into everything that we ask them to do, because without us, we save their bacon.
Apparently they
after
do.
After we blew them, yeah. Well, I think they do, too. Okay, other business stories. Peloton stock up and away, because somebody's trying to buy them, according to the Wall Street Journal, anyway. Amazon, of course, Amazon wants to buy everything.
Yeah.
Nike also. Well, Nike, I suppose, would be a good fit for Nike, wouldn't it?
The Nike Peloton.
It could, yeah.
So
I mean, the interesting thing is.
Who has stock in Peloton? Anybody you know?
No, I don't. But now they've just announced, overnight, they just announced that they are replacing their CEO. John Foley is out, and Barry McCarthy is in. Yeah. Barry McCarthy is in. He's the former CFO of Spotify and Netflix, and so he's the new CEO of Peloton. And that's effective immediately. And then they're also cutting 20% of their corporate workforce.
You get fired from Spotify because of the Rogan thing?
No. He was a financial. Well, yeah, no. He had nothing to do with that. So he's going to come in and basically, like, probably just restructure everything. They're laying off 2,800 corporate employees. And so they're probably trying to make the books look really good right now so Amazon or anybody else can come in and make them an offer, and that'll be the end of that.
All right. See you later.
Yep.
All right, speaking of offers, the House of Representatives has passed a bill to increase U.S. semiconductor manufacturing and boost our competitiveness with China. I don't know if you saw this or not. It's called the America Competes Act. Passed a 20... I don't understand this. Passed
yeah,
on
but,
party... Well, yeah, go ahead.
Because
Jennifer.
The Competes Act is... A lot of people on the Republican side stood against it. In fact, it became a very partisan bill because it looked like it was supposed to be tough on China, but then it actually built in some loopholes that would actually benefit China. And so, I know...
Who's responsible for that? Who do we chase out of office?
Well, I don't know who we chase out of office.
Well, what are
for
the
that,
benefits?
So this is the point. Okay, so I have a friend who is in Congress who represents... California's 25th Congressional District, and he came on and he said that it was intended, like if you look at it, it was intended to boost
competitiveness. Yeah, it looked good on the surface.
Right,
yeah,
with
yeah.
China, but he said if you actually dig into it, so there's a lot of things that are built in, loopholes and such that would prevent different tariffs and things on China, and that becomes a problem because then we'd be limited in the types of trade agreements we could get into with China. So ultimately, they said it wasn't a good bill. Republicans didn't support it, really, I think, at all.
No,
so,
Well,
okay,
they did
business.
All the way up until the voting, so yeah. And there was a lot of bipartisan support for it, and then, you know, the votes become political
later.
Once it's there. So now it has to get reworked, I guess, in the Senate.
Yeah, in talking to my friend, he said he wants to vote for something like this, but I think there's some big changes that they're looking to have made. So we'll see if they can get it right and pass so that it can be a bipartisan bill.
Okay, speaking of bipartisanship, Frontier and Spirit Airlines, two airlines that have no real reason for existing, are now going to become one. Frontier was about to go broke a couple of years ago. Now they found $6.5 billion to merge with Spirit. Spirit was an airline that started in the backyard, literally, of some guy that lives in Fort Lauderdale, who had, I'm trying to remember what his business was. I think he had a hardware store or something. And somebody asked him to invest $400,000 in a startup airline. He became the controller of it. And here, 21 years later, he's going to put $6 billion in his pocket for taking over the airline. Now they've become the fifth largest airline. Frontier has always been, I used to fly Frontier
from Newark to Colorado, and yeah. I always loved it. I never had a bad experience with it, but my dad flew once on Spirit. They fly out of Atlantic City. I'm in New Jersey, so they fly out of Atlantic City down to Florida, and he was so terrified that they weren't even going to make it to Florida.
Spirit is like flying an MTA bus. Like, it's flying a bus.
He was terrified, and when he got down there, he just changed to a different, like, major airline and flew home to Newark.
Awful. Only people that fly Spirit are people that don't know anything about flying. They want a cheap seat, so if they're lucky, they can sit down.
It's like the bolt bus of the sky, right? It's like for a buck, get on this bus that people are sleeping in the wheel wells.
And they only have standing room only seats.
Yeah.
Anyway.
My cousin, it's for, and also for young people who want to, like, be crazy hippies. My cousin put everything she owned on her body so that she wouldn't have to pay for luggage to go to a 311 concert in Vegas for, like, $20.
That's right. That's what Spirit's all about. So,
that's just prioritizing your finances so that you can buy better merch at the 311 show.
All right. So, in the customer satisfaction index that came out last week, remember I said JetBlue was at the bottom? Spirit was next to being at the bottom, and then Frontier was third, and American was fourth. America is really coming up in the world, given how terrible other airlines are.
Yeah.
My God. All right. It's 48 after the hour. Did you know that?
That dinner was delicious. What's next?
I'm thinking just the check.
Do you frequently have gas, bloating, diarrhea, stomach pain, or loose oily stools after eating? One or more of these symptoms could be a sign of exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, and it may be time to talk to your doctor.
If you have EPI, Creon may be right for you. Creon, pancrelipase, is an oral prescription medication that treats EPI. Creon replaces enzymes you may be missing to help you break down food properly.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Do not chew capsules or contents, as this may cause mouth irritation. Tell your doctor if you have unusual or severe stomach pain, bloating, trouble passing stool, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, worsening of painful swollen joints, or allergic reactions. Other side effects may include changes in blood sugars, gas, dizziness, or sore throat and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Talk to your doctor about Creon, the number one prescribed EPI treatment, and visit GoCreon.com. That's GoCreon.com. Or call 1-800-633-9110.
Hi, I'm NFL wide receiver and five-time Pro Bowler DeAndre Hopkins. I'm teaming up with Visa to promote a game-changing offer for small businesses on Super Bowl weekend. Now, more than ever, we need to help small businesses revive and thrive and remind consumers that where you shop and how you pay matters. A global Visa survey found that 90% of small businesses with an online presence said they survived the pandemic by increasing their efforts to sell online. So here is a great opportunity if you're a small business owner or looking to start a small business. On Super Bowl weekend, Visa Small Business Payment Management Platform Authorize.net has a special offer for new customers. They'll waive monthly account fees for life and waive transaction fees for your first 100,000 transactions. That's an offer value at $10,000. Sign up only takes a few minutes. For more information, visit Authorize.net and learn how your small business can score big this Super Bowl weekend.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay? Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, so I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
I need postcards printed and designed. Oh, and a targeted direct mail campaign.
It's possible.
at Staples.
I need my presentation printed, bound, and perfect.
Also possible. With Staples Print Big Promise, your small business marketing will make a big impact. And right now, get 20% off custom printed signs, banners, and posters when you spend $75 or more. Explore what's new at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 2/26. Visit staples.com/signage for details.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Three past the hour, DJV Health Time. Dr. Jackson Stockwell is here in all of his glory to bring us up to date on yet another important item, maybe a couple of items, depending on how much time I talk and how much time he talks. I get criticized by some of his patients and listeners to us in Salt Lake City because they say I talk too much. Mm-hmm. What about, huh?
That's not limited to Salt Lake.
Well, thank you, Jack. That's St. George's, maybe they'd say the same thing.
In Alaska. My right. Listeners in Alaska say, why doesn't he let you talk more? What's his show, okay, for Pete's sake?
All right. Scientists said 5G. Victoria, listen up. Those of you who have said, oh, there's Doug again, going off on a wild goose chase, talking about something that he really doesn't know anything about, trying to get everybody upset and worked up and full of fear. So I'm going to stand aside now, or move aside, for Jack to come in and tell you what he's learned about wireless radiation, which includes, but is not limited to, 5G. All right, Jack? Take it away.
Well, a recent study, a combined study of the University of Southern California as well as Harvard, are noticing that the 5G is affecting not only human beings but animals as well. And so there is an urgency for more care to be given to this. Now, let me give you a good example. I had a patient really get it the other day when I was talking about this. You remember you could take a magnifying glass, and you can read fine print.
Mm-hmm.
But you can also take that magnifying glass in the sunlight, mm-hmm, and focus it in such a way that you can set anything on fire with a tiny little beam of light that magnifying glass concentrates into a very small area.
so that you have all that energy of the wide glass down to a pinpoint, and you can burn wood, and maybe even burn more than that. That's what happens when you get this 5G kind of stuff. From 2G to 3G, on up to 5G, now they're experimenting with 6G, is they're taking a wider band of the electromagnetic field and narrowing it down lower and lower to a smaller and smaller space of much greater strength and energy.
Focus. Yep.
They're focusing it to a greater strength of energy. Now, I think most people understand that we are electrical beings, and we have, on a millivolt, a milliamp basis, we have voltage moving through the body all the time. Through our synapses and through cell-to-cell communication, there's an electrical signal inside the body that should not be interfered with, because that focused energy will penetrate the skin. Now, you know they have those crowd-dispersing units. Yeah, you haven't seen much. We should have seen a lot of it last year, but we didn't. Those crowd-dispersing units where they can put this beam throughout the crowd, and everybody's skin feels like it's on fire, and they run for cover. Now, they have those, and a lot of larger cities have them. They're just not using them because they're so horrible.
Yeah,
but they exist.
Yeah. And I mean, isn't it a taser or something like that, too?
Well, a taser is direct electrical contact. It's direct current.
But
it's extremely high voltage, very high voltage, but low amperage.
So use your imagination, though. Think about what you can see a taser doing, and then multiply that by whatever exponentially that you want to, and not be able to see it, but still it's doing the same sort of thing, maybe not as directly or as loudly or as forcefully, but it still is impacting your body. And
well,
so who wants that?
Well, that's it. It's to the point now where major airlines are saying, keep these things away from the airports.
Yeah,
they will affect our electrical...
I think they've given up. But there are certain planes, like the 777 that Boeing has, that they've had a tough time working around this. They had to do...
Well, the 737 MAX.
Yeah.
A couple of years ago that was in the news. The important thing is that we are dealing with forces that Mother Nature
evil.
Did not create.
Forces of evil. That's right.
Yeah. Well, why wouldn't, whether it's evil or not. The 1996 Telecommunications Act, passed when Clinton was president, clearly states you cannot stand in the way of telecommunication instrumentation installation.
No. The federal government, that happened, by the way.
Even on your house.
All right. So here's an example of that, quickly. If you have a cell tower going up next to your house and you protest, the people in the town or the city will tell you you have no basis because the feds say you can put a tower wherever they say you can put a tower.
That's right.
So there, food for thought. How about that, boys and girls? Dr. Jack Stockwell, brought to you by Calitrin, which works to help keep your body in good shape. Lose the weight, keep it off.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.